So hello and welcome. This is the Erica Glessing Show. I'm Erica Glessing, and this is a podcast with 8 minutes of inspiration for entrepreneurs and lightworkers. And my guest today is stunning. She's from a different country than me, but our hearts are definitely in the same place. And I'll introduce her more, but I'd like to hear her voice. Hello, Grace Hart.
Hey, beautiful you and everyone listening in.
Yeah. So what season is it in your country?
A very hot summer.
Oh my goodness. So that means she's in Australia, right?
Correct. Yeah.
Awesome. Absolutely. I'm so glad to have you here. Grace Hart has a great knowing. She does psychic readings. She sings like an angel. She practices all kinds of work with Access Consciousness. And I am just delighted to have you here today, Grace. Welcome.
Yay! No, my pleasure. Absolutely.
So you kind of brought up that you'd had some recent kind of ahas. Like they were really, really kind of stunning. Not like when you were 10, but just even more recently. So tell us a little bit about that and what that was like for you.
So aha moments that I've just recently had. Uh-huh. Oh my gosh, there's so many.
I know.
Okay, what will contribute the most? Well, actually, that's a really good place to start. Questions. Guys, question everything. In life, there's so many people, and I was one of them, I admit it, where we go into conclusion. I'll never be able to do that. It's too hard. Where's the question in that, guys? So the biggest aha that I've had recently is question everything. What else is possible? How does it even get better than this? And guys, when you start asking that question without an answer, so you're not actually asking to receive an answer, so much magic shows up.
That is so beautiful. If you had advice for someone, maybe they just got certified in Reiki or they're doing life coaching or, you know, they're trying to create a business, but maybe they weren't raised with these super 10x business skills, how would they get started?
Being them. Truly, it's like, I guess with everything, you know, the tennis stars that you love or the gymnasts that you love or the people that you really want to watch or the hairdressers that you want to go to, is it truly just the stuff they're doing or is it actually who they're being? And while they're being them, that actually invites you to that haircut that you'd never get anywhere else or, you know, that show that is just so invigorating, you're just jumping out of your skin all the time. So I would actually say whatever you're choosing, whatever modality you're choosing or whatever you're kind of going, yay, I really love that, be you with it because being you is actually the gift, not so much the modality.
Oh my gosh. And that is just like the most insane thing to teach. It's like, it's this being true in this great big way. You just showed me kind of this great big way of being you. I'm going to ask a really weird question.
Mm-hmm. I love weird questions. Go for it.
Sometimes we hear people say like, why was I choosing my life as a pile of poo? So for that person, not that I want to name myself as names or anything, who chose lots of piles of poo, meaning poverty, meaning I couldn't get out of this bad relationship with my ex, meaning
yeah, there's no way out. I have no choice.
Yeah. Well, yeah. What do you say for someone who just seems like they're just struggling in the depths of, I can't change this?
Yeah. The first thing I want to say is I was there too. And I think most people have been at one point in time. So you're not alone. The thing that I really would love to encourage you with is that you have choice. Even if you feel you don't, you have choice. And everything in my universe is energy. So, you know, there's an energy to choosing, I can't do this. I can't get through. I don't have the money. I would if I could, or I would if that was available. What if they're all lies? What if, you know, one of the tools of Access Consciousness that I adore is if it's light, it's true for you. And if it's heavy, it's a lie. So guys, if you're saying something like, oh, I wish I could do that, but I don't have the money. Does that truly feel light for you when you say it? And chances are it doesn't, which means it's a lie. So how many lies are you buying that's actually keeping you in that poverty consciousness, in that small world? And what would actually change if you said, you know what, I'm going to have my back and this stops now. anything that comes out of my mouth that's heavy, I'm going to acknowledge it's a lie and choose something greater. And guys, when you start asking questions and you start having your own back in that way, miracles, people, you know, supposed coincidences happen. And as you can hear the kookaburras laughing in the background, you know, everything starts to shift and there's joy and laughter that comes into your universe.
So Grace, tell me a little bit about what you're up to in our last minute or two and how people can get a hold of your beautiful spirit.
Well, they can find me on Facebook or choosinggreater.com. The last thing I want to say is, guys, be you. You're a gift and go have an awesome life. Don't worry about what you can't do. Start asking questions on what you actually can create and create from that energy.
Thank you so much for joining us today.
It's a pleasure.
Awesome.